This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the Michael Coolidge Show, and specifically, Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial, and Klaus Financial's website is klausfinancial.com. Joining us here, as they do each week, Steve and Malia from Klaus Financial. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yes, hope you guys had a good weekend. Hopefully watched some football. I don't know, I talked with Malia a little bit off the air. She said she's a David Bowie fan. Were you a David Bowie fan as well, Steve?
Yes. Yeah, I was sorry to hear of his passing, but, you know, it sounded like he had fought that battle for 18 months.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like he died there with his family members and friends at his side and made, proper preparations for his family. But the world really taken by shock of that. And we're still kind of still trying to process that. Now, these segments, listeners, if you've never heard them, we try to answer all your retirement questions, your financial questions, and your tax questions. This is that time of the year where you are starting maybe to put together your tax information from 2015, and I have to remember what year it was here, and perhaps getting your taxes ready for this next year, which we're in right now, 2016. We're going to ask you, listening to this right now, to call into the show at 815-398-9765, 815-398-9765. If you have any tax questions at all, 398-9765. If you know the answer to the question of the week, we will give that phone number out later. But I won't give it to you right now because I don't want to confuse you. 398-9765 is the number to call. If you have a question, you can join us live on Money in Motion. Malia, we'll start with you. Tax preparation, that's that time of the year right now where we're getting all our ducks in a row, right?
Exactly. And let me just put a disclaimer out there because you just told people to call in with their tax questions.
Okay.
Now we are retirement financial planners, and so we put the disclaimer out there that we're not accountants. We work with a lot of accountants, and over the years, of course, we have learned what to do and what not to do in the case of taxes a lot. But I just want to shy away from some of the callers calling in with a specific tax question. We'll do our best with that if they have something.
Yes, great clarification.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Maybe Mike is an accountant on the side. I'm not sure. What we want to do is give some ideas of how you can prepare for the onslaught of all the tax information coming into your home here in the next few weeks, and also how to simplify your taxes going forward. Because if nothing else, by the end of the year, we pretty much learned that we should have probably been a little more organized with our bookkeeping at home. So that's what we'd like to convey today. So first of all, if you have not done it yet, we'd like you to start a 2015 tax file to secure all the W-2s, the 1099s, and other statements that they're going to show up you went into your household. Now, a lot of these tax statements, your W-2s, for example, are going to be available online. So sometimes you might not see it show up in your post box, but it may be available online. And that may be the same with 1099s that come in the door. So what is a W-2 and what are 1099s? I just wanted to clear that up. That reflects all sources of income which have come your way during 2015. Those are the most common ones. There's 1099s. There's about a dozen different 1099s you could receive. 1099 dividends, 1099-DIV, 1099-R. The 1099-R are distributions from pensions, annuities, retirement plans, IRAs, or insurance contracts. We probably see those the most coming in for our clients because we are dealing with retirement planning situations. Other 1099s people get are for independent contractor income, Social Security income, government payments. So it's not that you're going to receive all of these, certainly not, but you should right now make a list of which ones you're expecting. What are your different investment companies that you work with? Which ones have you taken distributions from? And what you want to make sure is that those arrive before you go sit down with your accountant. So we're going to talk about, and I think, Steve, you can add into this, is it a good idea for our clients to always take on doing their own taxes?
Yeah, that's a good question, Malia, because many times, understandably, people want to always work to try and save some money, but at the same time, depending on the simplicity or complexity of their tax return, what we try and encourage people not to do is to be penny wise and pound foolish, where to save the cost of having somebody else do their tax return that does that on a regular basis, that they end up actually losing some deductions or not realizing some of the moves they could have made that could actually have reduced the income taxes that they ended up eventually owing.
Yes, and that's something that I know a lot of people are trying to get in order. I do see here on the screen we have a call already. Our listeners can call again, 815-398-9765, if they have a question about retirement income and pension income and how that relates to filing your taxes for last year and getting them ready for this year. Tom in Rockford has a question. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Just got a question on, do you have to pay income tax on Social Security? And if you do, does the government send you a W-2 form?
Great question, Tom. Thanks for calling in. Well, first of all, you know, if you think back 20 years ago, I never heard about Social Security being taxed, and the fact is it wasn't. So things like that are constantly changing. Social Security is taxed, and many people have it withheld from their monthly amount. Steve, do you know if they receive a W-2?
They do not receive a W-2. It's just, I think it's actually an SSA. We'd always have you double check with your tax person. But again, as the question was asked, whether or not it's taxed is one thing. It is taxable. Mm-hmm. So it will count toward your taxable income based on the amount of total joint income you have collectively. You may or may not owe any taxes on the Social Security income, though.
Correct. Very good question, Tom. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Tom, thanks for calling in. And again, listeners, we are live. You can call 815-398-9765, 815-398-9765. You know, we just mentioned a big famous person who passed away, David Bowie, and that, of course, happens sometimes. People lose their spouses, or, God forbid, you had a divorce that was finalized this year. Is there something different that one would need to do when they file their taxes if one of those things happened?
That's
Steve?
A good question, Mike. It actually does change their tax status for that tax year more times than not. Now, in the case of losing a spouse in a taxable year, for example, if your spouse passed away this past year, you would still actually be filing a joint return for that tax year. However, if you just were married this past year and or divorced, then again, it will change your status. If you got married this past year, you would then be filing as a married individual versus single. And if you were divorced this past year, you would then probably be filing as a single person instead of married. Again, you always want to clarify that with your tax preparers. And that's another reason, as Malia pointed out earlier, why it's a good idea to actually seek professional help in that area and not be penny wise and pound foolish, as I mentioned a minute ago.
Yes, and one of those such professionals is of course, Klaus Financial. They can help out with that. Klaus Financial's website is klaasfinancial.com. And if you have a question about anything we're talking about, we encourage you to call in 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. As far as the timing goes on something like that, you know, a divorce or a death in November or December versus February or March, does the time of year matter with that or no?
Well,
that's a good question, Mike. Go ahead, Malia.
Yeah, that would be something, again, you talk to your accountant. There are a lot of rules that you sometimes have choices with, whether it makes sense if financially, if it's better for you to file for last year as a single or married or whatever. So there are choices that can usually be made as long as you're in line with what the accountant is suggesting. I think one of the areas, though, when we're looking at our taxes is sometimes people go, well, nothing really changed last year. I mean, You know, it's kind of like a bill that comes in the mail. You're not expecting it. Well, things come up throughout the year. You just don't remember back. And sometimes it has to do with deductions, charitable deductions. Have you been keeping track of every time you gave something to a nonprofit, whether it be cash or property? Have you kept track? You may, in fact, have children that you've been supporting, but perhaps this year they got a full-time job and you're not supporting them anymore. How many months did you actually pay for them to live on their own and so forth, or full support? So you may not be getting a child deduction anymore for that, an exemption. So you want to be looking at a good tax preparer or CPA is likely to have a nice little booklet that they'll send to you, and you answer a lot of questions. Because things do change, and we just don't keep track of all the little things.
We are going to take.
Even when you don't have any changes individually or personally, the IRS changes the rules regularly.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, we talked about that. There's some pretty big changes that happened this past year. I know with a lot of the IRS rules. All right, we're going to take a break, and on the other side of it, we're going to ask our Klaus Quiz question of the week. If you listening to this right now call in with the correct answer to the question that we're going to ask on the other side of this break, you can win a $25 gift card for Panera Bread. Again, $25 gift card for Panera Bread. We'll give you the number to call in for the Klaus Quiz question of the week, but if you want to join us on the show live with any question at all about your finances and your financial planning as it relates to tax preparation, which is our topic this week, call 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. We'll be right back on the Michael Coolidge Show. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right. We're back. It is Monday, and before the break, we were talking about the fact that it is that time of the year, the very beginning of the year, where you're looking back on 2015 as far as your tax preparation goes, and you also want to get all your ducks in a row for 2016 so your taxes are easier when you do them next year. And Malia, what are some important dates that people should be aware of with this tax preparation and financial planning stuff?
Great question, Mike. So I talked about having a folder. So as your statements start coming in for 2015, you can start putting them in there. I'd like listeners to also start a folder immediately for 2016 so that they can keep that in mind as they start with their investments or with their continued contributions. They have a place to file those as well. But the one question we get the most is, when am I going to get my tax paperwork coming in the mail or available? So W-2s and W-2s are actually federally required to show up by January 31st for you from your employer, and 1099s by February 1st. Steve, I think K-1s, those come out in late March. Is that correct?
Steve, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, is Steve still with us? Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, on the K-1s, they don't come out until the end of March.
End of March. So for people who have special kinds of investments, whether it be REITs and so forth, they're always calling wondering when those show up. The big date to tell you about is April 18th. That's when taxes are due for 2016. Although April 15th falls on a Friday due to Emancipation Day, they've moved the actual federal filing deadline to April 18th. So it doesn't mean you should procrastinate until then. I just want people to be aware that is the date for this year.
Ah, that's important, people. So you have that weekend to to do your taxes, right?
Put it out.
No. Yeah, you know, that I think that's all the more reason to get it done on the 15th. So you have that weekend ahead of you, right? So that you can relax.
Yeah.
But no, that's important. Now, you mentioned a bunch of terms there, and just so our listeners, REITs have something to do with real estate investments, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying they sometimes don't come out until March? So you have to wait until you do your taxes until
Correct.
Then.
Correct. Yeah. Doesn't mean you can't have everything else prepared. Doesn't mean you can't at least have an appointment scheduled with your accountant, because most accountants aren't going to answer their phone between now and April 15th very, very regularly, except to schedule appointments. So get your appointment scheduled, and just don't try to rush things when they can't be rushed.
Would you say that there is one particular form that that Kloss Financial or any financial advisor specializes in that you guys prepare? Do you prepare them? You get them back from the...
No, we are just there to make sure that we're withholding enough taxes for our clients as they take money out.
Okay.
And really to help monitor throughout the year that they are doing the right thing so they don't get taxed too heavily in different areas. So we work in conjunction with a lot of our clients' accountants to make sure we're doing the right things for them on their behalf.
Okay.
Nobody wants the surprise of too many taxes to pay.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The year.
And so we had a caller earlier, and by the way, listeners, you can call in with any of your questions at 815-398-WROK, 815-398-9765. There's a form I know that lists, if you're getting, Tom called earlier and asked about Social Security distributions and whether they're taxed, but you might have distributions from pensions and you and annuities, retirement plans, IRAs, insurance, they're all on one form, right?
Right. Those will come in, as we said earlier, 1099-R forms.
Okay.
So, and then be ready for an extension. Sometimes extensions have to happen because taxes are a little more complex than people realize. It's not the end of the world if your accountant files an extension. It doesn't mean you don't have to pay tax till later. You will have to pay the tax by the 18th, but extending your tax forms is not the end of the world.
Steve, what about tracking your spending? Is that a good idea or necessary, tracking like just general spending throughout the year?
Yes, Mike, we really think it is. I mean, when you take a look at that, I think to a large extent, you know, it's a difference. If you're using a financial program to be able to help spend more wisely more times than not, you can actually take a look at and see your spending habits. You know, the question that we ask many times is, do you want to decide where to spend your money, or do you want to find out where you spend it? And I think that's the thing to tracking. It's a matter of, instead of looking at it after the fact, you're really making more educated decisions as to how and where you want to spend your money. So we definitely encourage that. And I think that's also the difference, as we talked about last week, the difference between resolutions and goals. You know, for the most part, if the resolution is, well, I think I might start doing that, then it probably is not going to happen. But if you add that to your goals and say, no, I'm going to take control of our income and our expenses and track and know what's going on so we can make educated decisions towards our future retirement, then that becomes a goal. And typically, it's much more achievable.
We are going to ask the Kloss Quiz question of the week right now, just so that we don't run out of time. And if you have the answer to that question, you can call. This is a different number now. This is the number for Kloss Financial. It is 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440. If you have this correct answer and you're the first one to call, 877-8440, you can win a $25 gift card for Panera Bread. And the question is, what is the name of the tax document that shows distributions from pensions, annuities, IRAs, and retirement plans? It's the name of that tax document that shows distributions from pensions, annuities, IRAs, and retirement plans. 815-877-8440. $25 gift card to Panera Bread if you get it. Stephen Weir, what are some other ideas for me to sort of enhance my financial planning today? January is a great month to do that because you got the whole year ahead of you. What are some other ideas?
Well, something we talk about a lot on our show with our listeners is the idea of simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. So one idea is to reduce the number of accounts you have out there. So we kind of call that account clutter. So if you have multiple accounts with the same titling, several IRAs, old 401ks, you might consider consolidating these accounts so that your strategy is consolidated as well. And doing so will allow you to see your overall asset allocation much better. You don't want to be too aggressive on one side and too conservative on the other side and just hope it works out. So we like to see at this time of year people consider consolidating a lot of their accounts where they can. And another area is credit clutter, credit card clutter, credit clutter. So do you really need all those credit card accounts that you opened up once and, you know, for a special deal and never have used it again?
Right.
With the world of identity theft, we'd like people to start consolidating those down to one or two cards and keep it at that. Make sure they're actually closed and not available for someone to steal. So just a year to clean up the account clutter and credit clutter out there.
Simplify, consolidate, and diversify. SCD. I like that that acronym. Steve, was there anything else you would like to add to our listeners this week?
No, not to a great degree, Mike. I think just reiterating what Malia was saying there a minute ago is just to take control. Sometimes people ask, well, if I still have owe on a credit card, can I cancel it prior to having it paid off? And that answer is no. But once it is paid off, then we always encourage you to reduce the numbers, as Malia pointed out.
Wouldn't that be great if we could just cut off a credit card and the debt
was
gone?
Thanks for the clarification, Steve.
Yeah, that is true, though. So that should be a goal. You listening to this right now, you have a credit card bill, you know, $1,000, $2,000, I don't know, $5,000, maybe it's just $500. Pay it off first and close that sucker. It's good to have one or two credit cards,
sure,
right? You don't
want
to have zero.
Right.
It's good to have at least one, but you don't want like eight of them.
No, and like I said, there's, you know, we've sent listeners to credit report, annualcreditreport.com is a place where you can run your own credit and kind of see what's out there showing up on your actual record, and that's the only free one that's out there for people to look at, a legitimate one.
Which one is it called?
Annualcreditreport.com.
Annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com.
Right. And we'd like our listeners to look at that just to make sure there aren't some weird accounts opened up in your name that you're unaware of.
Okay. Well, again, listeners, it's the ideal time of the year where you have a blank slate, right? If you didn't do everything right in 2015, okay, clean it up and use the things you learned to make 2016 a great year. And there's one company I know, one firm that can help you with that, Kloss Financial, 815-877-8440. Go to klossfinancial.com for more information, klossfinancial.com. And if you have that answer again to the question, what is the name of the tax document that shows distributions from pensions, annuities, IRAs, and retirement plans, you win a $25 gift card for Panera Bread, 877-8440. Steve and Malia, thanks for coming back onto the show, and stay warm.
Thank you.
You too, Mike. See you next week.
All right. We will be right back with hour number two of the Michael Kugel Show after this. Stay with us. Hold out for now.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.